It's the Riding the Wild Bubble podcast. 7-minute musings on music, art, books, film, fashion and food, spirituality and recovery, and the occasional song. Never scripted, always real, fly on the fly. And I'm your host, Knox Bronson, accomplished roué, musician, artist, writer, and builder of gardens. Welcome. Blonde in the lobby at 3 o'clock, wiggling a mini shutting down the block. No ring on her finger at the candy store. Kamikaze baby coming out the door. Scanning, 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 scanning. That's when I saw you. I don't know how I came up with that chord, but it has to be that chord. I don't even know what it is, but it works. It sounds like the opening chord to I Feel Free by Cream. Remember that? Bum, 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 bum. And when we dance with you. Sorry, I can't do it right now. I went and saw Love Lies Bleeding the other night. Thumbs down. It had all the makings of a cool movie, you know. Lesbian lovers, young, one of whom's a weightlifter, and she wants to go compete in Las Vegas. And the father of the other one is Ed Harris, the other one being Kristen Stewart, who I like. And he's a real slime ball. And there's another real slime ball guy who beats up on his wife, and that's another subplot. She's the abused woman who refuses to leave the asshole. So, you know, the two women deal with him. It's just, you know, it's a very noir movie. You might really like it. I don't like true noir, because to be true noir, pretty much all the characters have to always be unlikable. And that is the case of this movie. There's nobody to really root for. And nobody's particularly smart. So, yeah, like I said, it had all the makings. It's got great cinematography. The music's good. It's well edited. All that. I mean, it's a well-made movie. I don't know. I didn't leave. It was good enough so that I didn't leave. And I will leave movies without, you know, even thinking about it. If I feel like my time is being wasted. So, Love Lies Bleeding. But yeah. Back to this chord. I tried a bunch of different chords for that song, but only this one works. And sometimes it's like that. There was one of Beethoven's scores, his initial sketches, and in the on the side in the margin, he wrote, "Must it be? It must be," like, you know, some weird thing he'd written, and he couldn't quite figure out how that could be. You know, must it be? Yes, it must be. So yes, this chord must be. I've tried to figure out what the name of the chord is, but I can't even do that. I'm sure there's a name for it, because there always is. All right. And that's it for today. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends about it. Please subscribe somewhere. And if you would leave a review somewhere, preferably positive, I would really appreciate it. This is Knox, riding the wild bubble with you forever.